Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 148, a little bit of a different one. Tidy, carryover champion.
Thank you.
But we've also got Chloe here as well, who is the youngest person to be on The Watchers. She's currently playing Fruit Ninja, so she's not going to talk at the moment, but she's 14 months old.
14 months old. She will talk later.
There we go.
There you go.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, isn't it? That's the microphone. She thinks that's hilarious. We've got a lot. Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about today. We'll be talking about probably Emma Wiggle, will we, Chloe? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Fantastic. And I'm going to try and teach her mic technique.
Number one rule, don't touch it.
You're touching it, Chloe. You're touching the microphone. Oh my gosh.
Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. Have you heard the drums? They aren't for Fernando, they are for the 5 a.m. training practice ahead of the Best Tea Maker competition, which will be held in 2 weeks' time. Last year there were complaints in relation to the bomb siren being used to remind competitors to wake up and boil the kettle. So instead this year the Watchersville Marching Band have been hired to rouse the entrants in an alert but not alarmed manner. The prize competitors will be fighting for is an all-expenses tour of India and Sri Lanka's most prestigious tea plantations, when permitted. The Last of Us Part 2 opinion airing meeting will be held for the fourth time this week, as many people still have to let everybody know what they think of the characters, the leaks, the gameplay and acting. Playing the game is not needed for these meetings. If you have an opinion, informed or not, you're more than welcome. Meredith Blake is live streaming herself watching all 236 episodes of Friends. Unfortunately, due to copyright laws, she's unable to show any of the sitcom, including sound. So if you jump on to watch her, you'll be seeing and hearing only her. As reaction videos on the internet are pretty popular, she's getting an average of 2,000 consecutive views, which we've been told is very impressive. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville.
But we do have a fair bit of news. I want to get into the first bit of news with you, though.
Yeah.
Tidy, because I saw news that potentially, because I know you love The Real Housewives.
I really do.
So potentially...
I need to film this, actually, and put it on the website.
Teddy...
Mellencamp from The Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Yep.
She might be getting ditched.
What? Look, there is a bit. I don't know if the producers think this, but some of the housewives in the past have, you know, labeled her the boring one.
Yeah.
But really, if you watch them, the seasons back that she's done, she is feisty and she holds her own. So she gets into arguments. And let's be honest, that's exactly what the housewives is all about, is arguments. Where they might have thought maybe she was on the way out was last season she was pregnant, so she wasn't getting drunk and
so
arguing
she's a bit
in that respect.
Boring and dull for them, because that's kind of what it was saying. The article that I was reading, that it was a bit boring and dull.
Yeah, well, look, she did have a dull year this year, but understandably.
Yeah, well, that makes more sense because that wasn't mentioned in the article.
Yeah.
And it was just sort of emphasising the fact that watch out, Teddy, you're going to get dumped.
No. I mean, unless it's a way of her leaving when she wants to and that's what they're saying.
Yeah, it could easily be. Yeah, they want to make a story out of it and she's like, well, give me some extra money and I'll go along with it. So, yeah, interesting. I also saw that Supergirl, which has been around for a while, it's going to end with its sixth season next year.
Can I ask you something? Have you seen any of it?
No.
No, nor have I.
But we watched the movie a lot when we were kids.
Yes, I did.
We watched it a real lot. Production on it is going to start, I think, in Vancouver, I think I read.
Ah.
So it'll start in the next month and will air next year. So we've got a bit of time before it sort of goes away forever.
Yeah.
But I know that people watch it because, you know, it's in that Arrowverse. Yes. You know, a lot of shows and spin-offs are all related. Yes. And integrated. So
okay, cool.
Just a quick one about the Emmys were earlier this week, which
I was just about to mention that.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because I don't know about you, but those sort of awards always make me think, oh, I don't watch a lot of shows that I think everybody.
Yes. Yes, I'm the same.
So I saw the only season that's been released. I don't even think they've made season two of Euphoria.
Mm.
And of course that won a lot, Zendaya won.
Yes.
The youngest person to win that award, which is amazing. But yeah, a whole heap of shows that I didn't watch.
I know. And I think because there's so many streaming services now as well that it's spread thin, and because you have to pay subscriptions. I mean, I know myself, I don't subscribe to everything.
You can't.
You can't. I'd love to. But I'd love to have the variety, but you just can't. And so that's becoming more and more apparent with these award shows.
For sure.
Particularly Golden Globes and Emmys that do the television. But I did see something where they called it the pandemies, because they did it remotely, essentially, and all of the people on cast together were all sitting at dining tables, all dressed up, having dinner
by themselves. I saw an article that was sort of like, the pandemic has actually made it different, therefore interesting and entertaining.
Yeah, and you want to watch it, and then it makes you go, well, the Emmys were interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what the next one's
going to be.
Maybe I will watch the Oscars.
Maybe
next
I will.
Year.
Yeah. 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 The Golden. Oh, you're going to watch some too, are you, Chloe?
Yeah.
I can't imagine you sitting through a three-hour awards night.
Mm-mm.
No, even if you were there, I don't think that
Not
would be the
unless
case.
Unless it's the Wiggles on repeat.
Oh, my gosh. Emma Wiggle. Big smile. Emma Wiggle.
It's all she needs in this world is Emma Wiggle.
Yeah.
I'm almost tempted to track down where the woman lives and move next door.
She's from Sydney.
Yeah, so I'll just start door knocking in the hope.
One.
Yeah. Is your name Emma?
No, my name's Barry. another story I saw was that. So Maya, that's really good work, Chloe. So now Tidy's headphones are round the wrong way, Carol. Chloe, they look great.
I can only hear through one.
Chloe, you know Maya Rudolph? You know Maya Rudolph?
Yes.
She won some Emmys, her first ever Emmys, and she won two in 1 year.
That's awesome.
She even beat herself.
No.
She's nominated twice in one, which I thought was really funny.
No, I wonder
funny.
If she's jealous of herself.
She could be. Would you be jealous if you were up against yourself in a nomination with Emma? Emma! Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, so that was really cool. She won, I think, for a guest spot that she had on SNL. And she won for the outstanding character voiceover performance as Connie in Big Mouth. So, yeah, she beat herself as the judge in The Good Place.
Now, 100% deserves it from The Good Place.
Totally.
But what's funny, when I watch The Good Place, I don't see her doing a character. I actually see her being
That's who I If I ever meet her, I'm going to be so disappointed.
That she's not the judge.
She's not the judge.
So then I do find it quite funny that she's actually won an award for a character that I assume is herself.
More ticklish than Elmo. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Ah, now this is a story you won't really care about.
Okay, but look, listen to me, feign interest.
Feign interest. But I'm going to give you a context for it. So the console wars, gaming, you've got Xbox, you've got PlayStation, and you've got Nintendo over there. But Xbox and PlayStation are bringing new consoles out within a couple of days of each other, I think. Yeah, really, really close in November. Anyway, this week Xbox announced that they have bought the gaming production house, Bethesda. Bethesda is huge. Have you heard of Skyrim?
Yes.
Have you heard of Fallout?
Yes.
Yeah, Doom, all of those games. Like, they have bought that, which potentially means that those games will not be coming to PlayStation in the near future.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
There are a couple of Bethesda games that have got PlayStation exclusivities in the beginning, and Xbox has said that they will hold themselves to that,
yes,
so that will still be in place. But huge get. They bought Bethesda for $7.5 billion. To put this in context, Disney in 2015 bought Star Wars for $4.09 billion.
Wow.
So this is how big gaming is.
Huge. It's massive.
It's massive,
right? It's massive. I mean, I know a considerable amount of people who have PlayStation and Xbox. They've got all the consoles.
Because they don't want to miss out.
Yeah, and they also believe that certain consoles are better for certain games.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, then you've got the Switch there, which a lot of people want to play the smaller indie games on.
Oh,
so you can play handheld, you know, so you can sit, lie in your bed or, well, back when people were commuting a lot, although, you know, here
it's
in Sydney, people still, it's not too bad. But and of course, mobile gaming, like on your phones, there's just a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, I remember reading a research that the biggest age range for gamers were middle-aged women. And everybody, you know, kicked up a stink going, no, that's not true. Like, they don't play Fall Guys and Fortnite and all of that. And I said, no, we're just talking gaming. You ask any middle-aged woman and they would have Candy Crush on their
phone. Absolutely.
Or
it's a game.
A fashion thing or an interior design game. That's games. It's games on your
phone. Sudoku, like all of Solitaire, all those sorts of games. Chloe, of course, is the Fruit Ninja champion, and she's already played Fruit Ninja during the course of this recording, but is unhappy now because she can't read her books, which are about a meter away from her, and she can crawl as well. So it's not like it's impossible for her to get there. So she's going to have a chip instead. Are you having a chip? I can hear the crunching. Delicious. Now, it's been a year without Handmaid's Tale.
It's been a hard year.
It's been a hard year, and it's been a difficult year to get through without Handmaid's Tale. They had started production. I think they had done a few episodes, but then, you know, had to shut down, obviously, for COVID. Anyway, they're starting back up again in Toronto in a couple of weeks, actually, and they've started casting some new people. Mm-hmm. They've cast an actress called McKenna Grace. Now, she was in The Haunting of Hill House, and she's going to be a recurring character during season four. She's going to play a teenage wife of a much older commander, so pretty much in keeping with the creepy society Gilead enjoys to live in.
I feel like I know McKenna Grace's name from something else, but I can't place
You would know her
it.
Face. You would definitely know her face. What I thought was interesting was that she... We've already had a teenage wife in this, mm-hmm. of course, played by Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria and a whole heap of other things. So this one, this new character is apparently someone who is heavily into it. Like, she's got a household.
Yes.
She's very bossy.
Yes.
Where Sydney Sweeney's character was she was trying desperately to do the right thing, but it was all too much.
She was... Obviously, in that transition time where she was still quite naive, but you could imagine the next almost generation of teenage brides
have lived longer in Gilead.
And that's all they know. Yeah. They do not know a different way of living or thinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be interesting, and I'm really looking forward to when it comes back out again, whenever that is.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Do you want a new James Bond rumor?
Sure.
Because you know how I feel like every couple of weeks someone talks about James Bond and they're like, it's going to be Idris Elba, it's going to be so-and-so, it's going to be Henry Cavill.
Yes.
Tom Hardy's name has been thrown out there. But there seems to be more of like insider rumours that maybe it is going to be Tom Hardy.
Okay.
There was an article from the Vulcan, and they said that they had insider knowledge to say that it's looking very much like he is going to be the next one after Daniel Craig. Could be just rumour. It could be the case, but I thought I'd throw it out there because people love to talk about who they think.
Well, interesting, if it is Tom Hardy, that's obviously an intentional leak to get interest and excitement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Feel it out.
Yeah.
You know, if people go, oh, yeah, he's all right.
Or like,
geez, why don't you pick him? But he'll be a different one, but I think that's what you want.
I think they need it now. Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, a long time.
A wise man once leant over and whispered in my ear, "We tweet, therefore we are." Profound and a little creepy. Follow the Watchers on Twitter at TheWatchersPod1. They aren't creepy, I promise.
Tatiana Maslany.
Tell me more.
You know her, Chloe? Oh, well, of course, you watched the whole entire season, all of the seasons of Orphan Black. Well, she played all of the clones. So, you know, the actress that played, I'm talking like six or seven different characters in each episode talking to each other. Like, so clever. So clever for her to have to, like, that's a lot of work.
That's a huge amount of work for one person.
And to for the audience to easily sit back and not have to think about it.
Yes.
And realise who
and
the different characters
are. And accept it immediately.
Acceptance, absolutely. So she has been, it's been announced that she's being cast as She-Hulk for Disney Plus, which is really exciting because a lot of people have been wondering who will be cast as her. I remember Tom and I were talking about it a while ago, who he thought it could potentially be.
Did he say her?
Didn't say her, yeah. And what I thought was really nice was Mark Ruffalo, I think he tweeted it or something. He was like, welcome to the family, cousin, or something
fabulous.
Like that. Yeah, so really nice. And it seems like a lot of the internet have gone, perfect, or who, and then looked into her and gone, like she's won Emmys.
Well, how could you not? To
that,
do that
was a good
kind
show.
Of level of work.
Yeah. So she works so hard. I hope she got a lot of money.
If not, she'll be getting a new, what did I call it, celebrity lawyer. Soon.
Yeah, she's going to get a new agent, a new manager, everything. Should we get into stuff that we've been watching?
Yeah.
And I say we because we've been watching some stuff together.
We have been watching some stuff together. But which one would you like to start with?
Let's go with Below Deck.
I'm so excited.
Below Deck yachting. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a different, I guess, avenue of the franchise. Yeah. So usually they do the motor yachts.
The big, huge
The big
ones
that you walk past and you go, that would be.
That don't have sails.
They don't have sails. So this one is yachting. It's an actual sailboat and it's set in the Greek islands.
Yeah.
So the, you know, the visual imagery.
I know Greek islands.
Of the.
Have you been to the Greek islands, Chloe?
No, you haven't. Don't lie. Mm-hmm. So it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's the stunning.
The overhead drone image is just beautiful. But it is a completely different way of working. You know, they have to communicate with each other and say, all right, we're sailing in 30 minutes. And the whole crew.
Everybody has to get ready.
They run around and they lock cupboards and.
Yep.
Even things you wouldn't know, like drawers have this rod that go down into them so that the drawers don't fling open.
And the reason they have to do this is because when you use the sails, the ship or the boat or the yacht, I guess you would call it, really goes at an angle.
Yes. Yeah.
So
I mean, there's ones where, you know, one of the stewardesses is holding a tray of drinks, but she's pinned up against the bar by the lounge. I slid across the room and she's like, ow, ow, ow.
And also, like, the crew areas seem a lot smaller as well.
A lot smaller. There's nowhere to have a private conversation. In fact, two of the main crew members, the chef and the chief stew.
These two.
I mean, they locked eyes immediately and they're both as painful as each other.
So painful to watch. I love it.
I love it too because you just don't like them.
You don't love them? Don't get so defensive. You don't like Jenna and Adam?
No one likes Jenna and Adam.
It was so we're about halfway through. Actually, you finished the whole season. You're doing a rewatch.
I was a little bit naughty and I went ahead, but I'm enjoying the rewatch.
It's good. It's good to rewatch it, I reckon, because you're getting all of my reactions as well.
Yes, but I have to be careful about how I react that I don't give things away.
Yeah, fair enough. We know that you like reality shows, but
I do. But remember,
certain sort. Yeah, of course.
I don't go low. I don't do The Bachelor. I don't do Love Island.
No.
I have class.
That's so true. But I think Below Deck is really good because you get to see all of these different places and they're beautiful, but you get to see these amazing yachts inside them. But you also get to see the ridiculousness of not just the crew, but also the guests who can be so ridiculous.
And look, some of the guests think that the show is actually about them.
And it's not. They're there for maybe two episodes, three
they're,
at the most,
they're
right?
They're just as fodder for the crew to hate them, essentially. That's all they're there for. But there were, what would you call them, Guidos?
Oh, yeah. Like, they look like they
Guidos
were
from New Jersey. Yeah. They look like they were from Jersey Shore. And they were hideous. All they did was have shots of tequila and they kept sabering champagne bottles.
I'm sure they weren't drinking at all.
They weren't. And they were so dumb that they were doing it and leaving shards of glass all over the deck and then stepping in it and being like, oh, I've cut my foot.
Because that's the thing about boats and yachts and that people don't wear shoes on there.
Well, in fact, they're told not to.
Which is funny because then you've got boating shoes.
True. Maybe they're the only type of shoes.
Maybe they are the only type of shoes.
But these Guidos, like, they were such douches. That they would do stuff and one of them fell off the boat and instead of being like, ooh, ooh, like you just laughed. You're actually really happy that that happened to them.
It's so true. Oh, those people are painful. So I love it. I'm halfway through, I think. Maybe towards the end.
Getting close towards the end. The seasons are not terribly long.
No.
I mean, they can't be because it's the same thing day in, day out.
Yeah, exactly.
And if the crew are essentially getting along, there's probably even less.
Oh, that's true. You know. Yeah, if nothing happens that day.
Yes.
And there's obviously bits where they try and make...
Leah just got attacked by her kisses.
Thank you so much. There is another season of Below Deck.
Below Deck Med. So this is back with Captain Sandy and Hannah, who's the chief stew, who's Australian. And this particular season of Below Deck Med is all female main crew. I don't know if they have a title like executive crew, but the captain, the bosun and the chief stew are all female. So that'll be interesting to see how. Because we've had female captains and obviously female stews, but we've never had a female bosun before.
So the news, I guess, from Below Deck World is that Kate's leaving Below Deck.
Yes.
But she'll still be hanging around Bravo doing a show.
I think she's valuable to Bravo.
But I would love to see a, I know they can't, but Hannah, Kate, Captain Sandy and Captain Lee all on the same boat together. It's a lot of ego.
Oh,
thank you. That's where I wanted my phone on my nose.
And
that's
a
perfect spot for it. Oh, now it's on my mouth. Oh, it's on my eye. I'm like a pirate.
Yeah, there would be a lot of alliances because Kate and Captain Lee is a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get along quite well. Lee always says to Kate that she looks like one of the guests, not one of the crew.
That's Adobe Audition. We're recording through that. I know it is peaking. It's because you're shouting. Hannah's leaving as well, right?
Hannah's leaving. I know this through Instagram. Hannah is having a baby.
Oh, in Australia?
In Australia, yeah. I don't know when she's due, but it looks, I would say, soonish.
Okay.
Yeah, so I actually don't even know that she would.
I wouldn't think so.
Ever go back.
No.
But she has started a yachting certification, pre-certification course. Mm-hmm. So people who have obviously watched Below Deck and thought, oh, I would be really good at that. I want to get into that.
Yeah.
And they've contacted her so many times to say, how do you get into yachting?
Oh, that she started her own certification.
She started her own.
She is the certification.
I don't know that she's a certification, but it's all the training you need to do before going for certification. So her and another one, you would remember her. She was Below Deck Med and she started off as a stewardess and the chef was terrible and got kicked off.
Oh, yeah.
And so the stewardess jumped
like
into
Anastasia
the,
or
that's
something?
That's it. Yeah. So those two have started this training course together. Which I assume is online. I didn't really look into it.
Because she was American.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well. So she's clearly, you know, bouncing off her platform without having to go back onto another show.
It's an interesting reality show because people... There's a baby doing backwards crawling but faster than forwards crawling. It looks a bit like The Exorcist, so...
It looks like you're watching her in Rewind.
Fast forward Rewind, fast forward, if you know what I mean. Speed Rewind. So people in Below Deck, they have to have had some sort of boat yacht experience. So it's not just a reality show person coming along, like someone going, oh, I want to be a reality show. Like they have to have some sort of experience.
They do have
to. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Now, we watched a little bit of a show called Teenage Bounty Hunters.
We did. It was on Netflix, but I don't think it was a Netflix original.
Maybe not. I forgot that we started watching it.
Mm. It started off really good, and then I don't know that it necessarily...
It was fine, but it wasn't amazing, was it? I mean, it was fine.
It was fine. It wasn't stop what you're doing. This is a series you have to devour.
Yeah.
It was start it and then maybe if you're doing something else.
Yeah, you do something
you
else.
You could have it in the background.
Yeah. It's a good puzzle. Like do a jigsaw puzzle.
Yes.
Kind of show.
So there are these two teenage girls, twins, who go to a very conservative Catholic school.
Yeah. In the US.
In the US. And just by pure chance, they end up getting caught up in a bounty hunter stopping a criminal.
I like the bounty hunter character.
He's really
he's probably
good.
My favourite.
And his cover is he owns a frozen yogurt
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, which is perfect for that kind of community. Yeah.
So the girls, they want to try and hold their own and they realise how much money the fugitive is worth. So they pretend to this bounty hunter that those two are also bounty hunters. They have no experience. One of them can't even drive properly. And
that's right.
And they manage to capture this fugitive and take him to jail. So, and that's how they get into it because they also crash their parents' car.
Sorry, someone's slobbering on my water bottle. Is that nice, is it? Oh, no. That's a lot of water that went down your top. Yeah, and there's a lot of other really funny characters, some that I imagine we will, if we get back to it, we probably forget to, though.
I think over summer we would probably
start a
puzzle and go,
it is a
go
summer
back
show. Yeah, it's a summer show for sure. So that kind of thing is... I can just see that the characters are there ready for that storyline to progress. They're kind of just sitting there in holding pattern.
They're doing still too much of a setup of the characters.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And then once that gets underway, I think they could be really creative with the storylines.
Yeah, I agree totally. It's light fun. We got giggles from it.
Mm.
And for no reason, we just tapped out of it. I don't know why. Don't know why.
I think, you know, going onto the menu of Netflix to find something or to go on to watch it and then something else has come up and we're like, ooh, that looks good. And
probably.
We were attracted by the new shiny thing.
Yeah, new shiny thing. Yeah.
Making more sense than when Joey and Rachel hooked up. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Just touching on another reality television show, I do promise that I kind of watch other stuff but kind of don't.
Kind of don't.
I do, but I don't.
Yep.
Anyway, I have been watching Glow Up, well, Glow Up 2, Season 2, which is a UK reality show all about makeup artists, or as they call them, MUAs, because makeup is very important. Anyway, they don't – it's just a standard reality show where they're given a challenge, all the MUAs do it, they critique them, they rip them to shreds, and then someone wins. I don't think they even get anything for winning. Anyway, you know.
Bragging rights.
Yeah, bragging rights. Someone gets eliminated, whittles it down until there's two. But it is fun to watch.
It's fun.
The kind of thing that you just can have on in the background while you're doing other things because you just look up and you watch them creating these incredible works of art on the faces. They don't do normal beauty shots. They do lots of special effects.
Like like a zombie or yeah, that kind of
and
thing.
Like they did one of their challenges was to go to the UK hospital show Holby City, which is an emergency department, and they had to do the prosthetics.
Oh, cool.
For a bar fight that happened, so they had to be able to know how to apply prosthetics, how to make bruises look like they might be a few hours old versus 2 days old.
Yeah, right.
And have the foresight of, oh, okay, well, this person's been waiting in emergency for a couple of hours, so that blood is actually dried up now.
Oh,
and
wow.
So they had to be able to do that and understand it.
And make it look real, super realistic.
Yes. They did. They had to do all the contestants for Strictly Come Dancing, which I assume is the same as Dancing with the Stars.
It sounds
here.
Like it, yeah.
So they had to do all of that, which is very, you know, lavish stage makeup.
Yeah.
Lots of ballroom glitter,
dancing,
ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
Then they also do, as I said, editorials. So what would be a magazine shoot for a designer, not ever a makeup editorial.
Okay.
It's for
like clothing.
Clothing, but they have to make the makeup match and be a little bit more striking. So they do interesting challenges, but one of the judges is this mad woman. She's obviously a big deal in makeup in the UK. I don't know who she is, but she thinks she is the most important thing in the world.
She's the queen.
She's the queen of makeup. And when a makeup artist does a really good job, you know, they nail it. Instead of saying, nailed it, she goes, ding, dong.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. That's so good.
And her co-judge is this very eccentric man who has bald head. And then this very, very thin moustache that he has twisted together and curled up on the ends. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And he just wears these crazy jumpers and he'll wear eyeliner and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, it's a fun show and it's really inspirational to see what they can create because more than just being a good applier of eyeliner or lipstick, they have to be artists. So people who are YouTube sensations and have their own, you know, Instagram following because they do lots of makeup videos, they're often the ones that get kicked out first because they can only do beauty stuff, whereas the ones that win can actually paint a face to make it look like the center of an earth. It's really
the center of an earth.
Incredible,
right.
What
that's
they
so
do.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that was on Netflix. Okay. Well, I've got a few Netflix things. Oh, well, no, I was going to say they're all, but no, Below Deck isn't on Netflix.
No, that's a Foxtel Bravo show.
They said it couldn't be done, but I just watched them put a baby in the corner. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
So I've got some, last time we did, we, she's trying to panel for us. Thanks, Chloe. You know, for someone who's 14 months old, I think she's done pretty well to last through the podcast. She's just,
I agree.
The fruit ninja has helped a lot. And so is her crackers. Crackers were
her
quite
crackers
helpful.
Helped a lot.
Okay, you play with that. So this is Would You Rather, not a quiz this time. Would you rather?
I like Would You Rather. When you and Tom do it and I'm driving listening, I'm always yelling out my own answers.
Just giving your own bits of info.
I do.
For all the people. In the car. So the Emmys were on this week. Would you rather watch a movies and TV award show or a music award show?
Oh, that's a tough one because the music award shows, it's going to be like a concert. It's going to have all of...
like your Rihanna's.
Yeah. But I think in terms of star spotting, I'd rather do movies and TV so I could sit there and be like, oh, my God, look who's over there.
Also, I think with like maybe age, the movies and TV shows, you know better than the singers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like if I was to watch, like I wouldn't know who people are anymore because once I stopped doing FM radio, I stopped pretending to care.
Yeah. And the music shows are very, very varied.
Yeah.
Music shows have a great variety.
Yeah.
So, you know, there would be your country
Absolutely.
Or your rappers in there, which is just not my genre. I don't know them. Right. And so, you know, while I can appreciate a performance from them, I wouldn't necessarily be interested.
Yeah, fair enough. I think for me, TV shows. I watch more TV shows.
Yes, me too.
Okay. Would you prefer to go to the gym or go for a long walk?
Gym.
I've never been a gym person, have I?
Never.
It's not my thing.
But then sometimes I do classes at the gym and I think, oh, Leah would really like this.
Yeah, right. I've been a couple of times and it's fine, but I don't think I would go myself.
Yes.
For me, exercise is, there's a purpose. So hockey is to play hockey and win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the ball first kind
of
thing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. My phone now has to sit in my lap and I'm not allowed to touch it. Okay, thank you, Chloe. Thank you so much.
She's so helpful. I put helpful in inverted commas.
Yeah, that's right.
She's not at all.
I think she's done very well. Would you like another drink of water? Okay. Yeah? No?
It's so funny.
Would you rather Tina Fey or Amy Poehler?
Oh, stop.
I know. I had to put a hard one there.
I would like the left side of Amy Poehler and the right side of Tina.
Okay, that
How
counts.
How could you choose?
I know, it's a hard one, isn't it? Because you've got, obviously, you think, oh, well, what have they done that the other wasn't in? You got 30 Rock and you've got a Parks and Rec. Like, they're the two immediate things. You're like, well, I like both of those.
I like both of them.
You can drink all my water.
And they're involved in so much.
Yeah. Together.
That's just amazing.
I would love it if everything that each one of them was in or had the other one and also Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
Just three of those in everything.
In everything.
For the rest
Who do you think's the funniest? Or do you think they bounce off each other?
You okay? You okay? I really like Tina Fey's writing, and you can tell when it's her.
Yes.
Like she does the three example jokes. So it's like she'll say, you know, drinking water like a 14-month-old is like this. Yeah.
I always think with that three rule, Mia Friedman, when you listen to her when she's proving a point, she does the three rule
does
as
she?
Well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Interesting. Is that good water? Yeah. So nice. Gotta do a pretend cough, though. It's very important. Okay. Would you prefer to sit down and chill out with a cup of tea or a glass of wine?
Oh. I think it's probably going to depend on the time of day.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, a cup of tea during the day is lovely.
But lately, because I haven't had a cup of tea during the day, it's gotten to about 6.
Yeah.
5:30, maybe 6:30, and I'm like,
I need my tea.
I'm hanging for that cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I've even finished it during dinner. I don't care. I have no shame.
Some people will have a cup of tea during dinner. Like that's, you know, they won't have water or wine. They'll have
a cup of
tea. Yeah. What will you have, Chloe? Do you have wine? You just have crackers? What are we up to? Okay. We've only got two left. That went quickly.
Mm.
Would you prefer to win the crown in Fall Guys whilst playing with strangers or against family and friends? So do you want to win that against strangers or family and friends?
Strangers.
Less pressure.
Also, I can still have bragging rights with my family about that. But I feel like I know the strengths of the family, but strangers I don't know, so I assume they're all really good.
Oh, yeah,
and so
right.
to beat them, it's like really beating them.
That's
it's
a good
not
point.
Beating them thinking that they're like me.
Okay, final one. Would you rather sit down and watch a full season, like binge?
Yes.
of a Real Housewives, whichever one, or Below Deck, like all in one day, get the whole season done?
Below Deck, yeah. I really do enjoy Housewives, but they give you a bit of fatigue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's way more drama.
Way more drama, and because it is intended to be – aired once a week, they argue the same thing for episode and episode and episode and episode. And sometimes it's the tiniest thing that starts with, but I feel like Below Deck has that variety of new guests coming on and the guests are set up to be a bit different.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like I've been your Below Deck expert today.
It's Below Deck all the way. Well, I would like to thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me again.
And thank you to you as well. Chloe, you want the microphone? What do you want to say? She's decided to ASMR, drinking water as her farewell.
We could make some money off her.
On that note, goodbye.